Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 1st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I am Chanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's victory in a council by-election in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's magic in winning by-elections in Zimbabwe.
ZANU-PF has won a council seat in Bulawayo's Caldwell Park suburb. Local businessman and former MDC activist Kidwell Mujuru polled 1,899 votes, while his nearest rival, Nomagugu Mloi of MDC Alliance, got 1,229 votes in an election with 18 candidates. The other MDC Alliance candidate, Colette Ndlovu, got only 221 votes. Flora Gumbo of the MDC, led by Tokozani Kupe, and Nokutula Ndlovu of ZAPU, each polled 133 votes.
Other contestants got a total of 1,002 votes. At least 4,351 people voted in the poll, and there were 18 rejected votes. The by-election was conducted to replace the late MDC Alliance councillor Happiness Ncube, who got over 8,000 votes in the 2018 council election. Mujuru's victory stunned the opposition MDC party led by Nelson Chamisa, which currently has a majority in the local council. In a tweet, Chamisa bemoaned the fielding of two candidates, noting that this will not be allowed in the near future.
The winner says the election was free and fair, while losers claim that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission tossed people from one polling station to another in order to reduce the number of opposition voters. ZANU-PF normally wins parliamentary and council by-elections in Zimbabwe. How does the ruling party chalk victories in these by-elections when millions of people are struggling to find work while others are leaving the country to look for greener pastures?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we're live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. These are Facebook pages. Ibambe zulukani ndaba lingakuchona njani lapha ekhona, thina lapha lo wande siyaphila. Ye, so ke siyabona ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF linqobile khona ngale ke eCouthal Park, linqoba abanye amabandla, labanye abantu kade bencintisa. So siyabona ke uKidwell Mujuru nguye phela osezibambe esidukwini khona ngale ke eCouthal Park ku-ward 28 nguye osengukansela. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulama-ward angu-29 kuma-ward wonke lawa ku-MDC Alliance yezibambileyo uMjuru ngokuqala ukuthi angene ukukhanseli leyi okwamanje ukuthi amele ibandla leZANU-PF. So siyaziwa abanye bathi-ke banqotshwe ngokuthi bebesithi nxa befika ema-polling station uzokuthiwa ibizwa likho, hamba kwenye indawo. Efika umuntu adinge futhi kwenye indawo, kuthiwa hayi alikho lapha, hamba kwenye indawo. Kuze buya khona ibandla leZANU-PF lithi linqobe ngoba lithandwa ngabantu. Kambe lithandwa ngabantu kumbe kumenjani? Liphinde likhulume futhi ibandla leZANU-PF ukuthi abantu babona ukuthi yilo lodwa elisebenzayo. Kodwa kulabanye futhi njalo abathi ibandla leZANU-PF libanike impuphu, labanike ukudla lento ezinjalo, so abantu bakungabe bekhangwe yikhonoko. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu khona ngale la ku-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa udlamalahle sibili ukuthi hayi lokho okwenzakeleyo ukuthi kufakwa abantu ababili ku-election day akulunganga. Kunjalo-ke kwanti.
Nasi tiri kutakutarisa zvakabuda musarudzo yakaitwa kuCaldwell Park kuBulawayo uko kwaka winwa ne ZANU PF. Ndo zvatirikuda kuti tikurukure nhasi tione kuti ko zvinombofamba sei nokuti ZANU PF inoramba ichingohwina mabi elections akaita saaya kunyangwa hazvo zvinhu zvichinetsa munyika. Chii chinoitira kuti chinokonzera vanhu kuti vavhotere ZANU PF izvo zvinhu zvichinetsa zvichioma kudai. Ndo zvimwe zvatoda kungoti titarise kuti kuda pangwe tinganzwisisa maitiro namafambiro ari kuita zvinhu. Akanga achimirira ZANU PF musarudzo iyi muzvina business kid womujuru vakaita mavhosi anoita 1899 akanga achivateverera nomagugu muloi weMDC Alliance akawana 1229 mavhosi. Vamwe vazhinji vesava vakasara kure zvikuru. Colette Ndlovu akawana 221 votes. Ndiyo mwe wakanga ari weMDC Alliance nokuti MDC yanga ine vanhu vaviri vanga vachikwikwidzawo ipapo. Flora Gumbo weMDC inotungamirwa namudzvare Tokozani Kupe naNokutula Ndlovu weZapu pauviri hwavo umwe nomwe wavo akawana 133 votes. Vamwe vese vakakwikwidza ava vakaitawo mavhotsi anosvika 1002 chete. Asi vanhu vanosvika 4351 ndo vanonzi vakavhota pasarudzo iyi. Ndo zvatikudai kuti titarise nhasi kuti tione kuti zvinombofamba sei, chii chinokanganisiwa kana kuti chinokanganisika kuna ava vanenge vachikwikwidza zvigaro izvi. Ndo zvatoda kuti titaure nemi nhasi muchitipuwa pfungwa dzenyu tichibatsirana kuona tichizeya kuti zvinombofamba sei nyaya dzamabi elections.
Yes, we're talking about mostly those that got reasonable votes, but there are some who didn't get much. Like Mashanyika, Albert of NCA, that is the National Constitutional Assembly, he got 12 votes. Then there is Mukucha, George, and Muchauraya Godfrey. These are independents. They got each 18 votes. So now we wish to find out from the NCA why a party of this nature can continue fielding candidates in elections when they always get very low votes. And we know that Zimbabwe is a democratic state. So you can even get one vote, maybe.
Exactly.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
So and under democratic principles.
Yeah. And the other issue, again, it's not very nice to keep on hearing the bungling of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission when people are saying that they were being shifted from one polling
station to another.
When are they going to get their act together? And this is a very simple constituency that they could have done with the flying colors. But there are always complaints of this nature, which we come across even in general elections. I don't know if they're ever going to do it right.
Yeah, so ZANU PF is saying there's nothing of that nature. They actually won.
Yes.
The ZANU PF. According to Kidwell, he says, no. The playing field was very level. They won. Fair.
Typical of a winner.
Yeah, so we're waiting to get our guests, and we're waiting for Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the MTC Alliance. He's the deputy spokesperson for Bulawayo Province. We are also waiting for Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU PF Central Committee member. I think we're getting them shortly. And then later in the second half of the program, we have Clarence Ndlovu, an MRP MP candidate in Counterpart, but we couldn't get Kosikona who was contesting. So Mr. Ndlovu is going to take care of that. So I'm told that Mr. Edwin Ndlovu is on the line right now. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
We are very fine. And you guys, we are told that you are very furious about losing that council seat where you fielded two candidates. Tell us, what's going on?
Yeah, definitely we are not happy with the outcome of the council election in the 2018 Quarter Park. Yes, we are aware that ZANU PF abused donated the foodstuff for Chimanimani Cyclone Itai victims and took the groceries and donated bribing the Quarter Park 28 people hence they won. But really, we also blame the apart. Most voters stayed away from the ballot boxes. They didn't come and vote in numbers. Yes, we are not happy with the outcome, but we are going to recover from that. And the next coming election, we are going to win 100% in Bulawayo.
Of course, Mr. Ndlovu, it's good that people have eaten the food and all those kind of things. But indications are that your party has got this knack of, you know, fielding two candidates. We still remember that in Bulawayo East or South, you fielded two candidates in 2018. And you lost that kind of seat. And now you've lost this one. So does it mean that you're so ineffective that you can't even sense that kind of a thing?
No. That's not the issue. The president of the party, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, have already spoken about this issue. And he assured the members of the party that the issue of double candidature is a thing of the past. This was the last one. In Kotu Park, we won't have that one again. That was the last to have double candidature in our party.
How do we know? How do we know?
Party, we are also we are introspecting really to see where we went wrong and how. Therefore, in future, that is going to be corrected.
Yeah,
by the president.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu. Siyazi ngani ukuthi likhulumiqiniso. Ngoba lijalo ukuthembisa khona ukuthi kungahambi njalo. So kwakhathesi siyazi ngani ukuthi akusezokuhambe ngasifudlana.
Hayi, lokho kuliqiniso. Wengamongameli esekhulumile, akusela muntu ongakuphikisa ngoba esikhathini esedlulileyo umongameli becabanga ukuthi-ke ama-lieutenant akhe asebenza labo bakukhangela bakunanzelele khonokho asezokwenzakala. Kodwa kuthe yena seza kufaka-ke ezandleni zakhe kube nguye okhokhelayo-ke ukumake sure ukuthi akula double candidature kukhetho olulandelayo. Kuyinto-ke ephele nge-weekend impela viki naleyo eCourt Park kuka-28 akuphinde kwenzakale.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Baba Ndlovu. Sicela ubambe khonapho. We are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and is based in Bulawayo. Baba Chuma, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Linjani bakithi, ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyaphila kakhulu. Uwandi uza kubuza umbuzo. Baba Wandi. Quiet.
Makorokoto zvemba bato renyu rakakunda musarudzo iyi vachuma
awa tese zvinhu zvinofadza chaizvo zvaitika paweekend yapfuura inoiyi tagara tichitaura kuti isusu sebato rezanupiefu ticharamba tingodzokera kuvanhu tichiona kuti tinogona kugadzira sei patakakundikana pasarudzo rakaitika najuly 2018 mabasa achivawo ndo aratidza kubuda kwemaresult ekukaudzi pazuwa 28 kunokubhiwa
chii chamakaita chakakonzera kuti muburirire kudai.
Well, zvatakaita takapinda program yedraw to draw tichifamba tichitaura nevanhu tichivakumbira mavhoti avo tichivaratidza unhaku wezanupiefu uyezve tichikurusa tichivapa vision yedu kuti isusu sebato rezanupiefu tikuda kutora this era to the next era sei. Saka pahurukuro idzodzo tichitaura nevanhu takanyatsounzanana navo vakatoona zvakakodzera kuti aiwa this time let us not vote tingovhotera pati regatihote tichivhotera maideas aisa nepati jmbco navo vanga varipo vaikambira navo tichisangana imomuya muground navowo vaifara nevanhu asi ndofunga todaira kuti vanhu vecaudi pati vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vambotipa mukana kuti tingovamirira imomuya mucaudi pati.
Ko munogutsikana, ndinoziva hangu kuti bato renyu rakahwina, munogutsikana here nemabatirwo akaitwa sarudzo iri nezimbabwe electoral commission, sezvo pane vamwe vanoti zvina kunyatsofamba famba zvakanaka panguva yesarudzo.
Very unfortunate kuti people are going to always be mentioned as doomed. Hapana chinhu chakanaka chavanoona chinoita nevamwe vavo vezimbabwe. Look, there might be mistakes here and there, But if you come in, but let us learn to appreciate each other and celebrate each other. And admit to the as much as Tiruan, we are prone to do this thing here. But the overall outcome is right here. It's not that we be back in years, and I don't think any normal person might come out and complain about anything. You
know, Makorokoto, Rachima, Musave, and you part narrative, Zokawa Muri, we'll come back to you in a while. Do you?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mr. Chuma is very happy about what happened.
Yeah, we can hear maybe they're celebrating in the background. There's a bit of noise there. I think they're eating some meat here. So, Baba Chuma is in your up. Yeah, so. I'm going to go to the house. Sikhuluma nje selo kansela oyedwa kukansela kola ngale akutsho phela ukuthi ungathini
awazi ukuthi ngihleka ngiduze
ngihleka mfowethu
ngihleka ukuthi iZanu PF there is no need for them ukuthi babe very excited. Everybody in the world knows that they own ZAC. If at all ZAC was independent, then he would say the elections were free and fair. But the fact that the very same ZAC is owned by ZANU-PF and is being controlled like a flea, ZAC is being controlled. Those elections, they were not free and fair. Because they've got a tactic the way they do things. Turning away voters to say, go and vote to another place, you're not supposed to be here, you must go to such a place. That is steering confusion and delaying the thinking of other people. Some people will end up saying, if it's happening like this, so then why am I bothering myself to run around and looking for my name in some other station? At the same time, they've got a very confused opposition party, MDC, especially MDC, it's a very confused political party, like a cockroach in the kitchen, because one, there was no reason for them to have two candidates when they divide votes at the same time. What was the reason of having two candidates? And now they are saying the president has seen that it doesn't work well, and tomorrow he's going to do it himself. That is absolutely nonsense. People in Zimbabwe have been trying. They have been trying tooth and nail to get this opposition party running the country. But they have failed the people of Zimbabwe. They have shown that they are incapable. That is why ZANU-PF has discovered it. Look, Lipetel telling a man. They cheat them all corners of the strategy. Abana strategy, born. All what they think is having that confidence toward the opposition. We are going to win people like us. But we haven't put the finger to see, to test how hot the situation is. They just assume. That is why they lose elections. We lost our elections through a court and all those previous decisions that were made by that Chikumba and the rest. That was because they just thought that if we go to court, ZANU-PF is controlling the courts. It is controlling all the entire organs of the country that belongs to the government. It is controlling them. So how do you expect to win in such a situation? They are failing to mobilize people. They are divided themselves. They've got tribalism in their party. They've got racism in their party. They've got almost everything. The same like ZANU-PF, they've got racism and tribalism in their party. So the political situation in Zimbabwe, it is in a dire stress.
So what happens in the near future, Baba? Kumele kwenziwe 10 seconds konapho ke isikhathi.
Right. Mina I will say things as they are. The best thing is the people of Zimbabwe to close that country down. Shut it down, even if it is for 30 days. That is when ZANU-PF and the rest of those who think they are controlling people realize that people have turned wild. People are dying in South Africa. Nobody wants us. You come here in Botswana, they don't want to see us. There are companies that come from South Africa to abuse Zimbabweans. There is a company that was beating Zimbabweans like kids. The employer was beating Zimbabweans here. You see? The very same transporter is sending his trucks in Zimbabwe. Nothing happens. We've got no defense. We've got no security. We've got nothing. So where do we go if our country closes us out? Where do we go?
I see. I was like, no. The best
thing is get into a serious strike, even if it means 30 days. 30 days. They have Ochuma Lab. Ochuma, they are eating nicely. That is why they are ready to stand up and tell and say all whatever they want, even if they are lying. They can tell you anything because they are enjoying themselves.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Nkosi.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba. It's a pity, I'm telling you.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke isikhathi du. Kodwa ke uphenduke phela ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibonga kakhulu Nkosi.
Awusandithinti program, wawujali ukungifonela, ngi-analyze izinto ngizibeke, ngizoyicina sengizilahlile. Awusandithinti.
Hayi, awusathumezi phela inamba ukuthi sikuthinte.
Inamba yiyo le vele kayitshintshi.
Hayi, sizatshaya ke mthokotho. Siyabonga kakhulu Nkosi. Yeah. So I think Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Chuma heard it from what Nkosi is saying. So a quick one, Baba Ndlovu, you heard what Nkosi is saying. A quick reaction to his allegations that the MTC is a confused party. It has failed the people of Zimbabwe. Njalo ingazani ile nketabe chabe kakhulu. Akumpendi kona pa mafichani. Baba Ndlovu.
Unkosi yebo uyakhuluma kodwa ke is the bit too harsh on us. Inketabe chabe kasilayo, we are not a confused party, kodwa ke njengebandla elilabantu abaningi, njenge mass movement, izinto ezinjalo nalezo zenzakala ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kuba lemfuno ezitshiyeneyo ngoba abantu bebaningi bevela kuma backgrounds atshiyeneyo. Ibandla elikhulu, yikho ke umongameli wethu ethe sezafaka ke isicathulo phansi nangokwakhe. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi uyabe cabanga ukuthi izinto zihamba kuhle kuground kodwa zingahambi ngendlela afuna ngayo. Kuliphutha, kumele sibaxolise abantu be-Kodubak, kumele sibaxolise abantu beka-128 ngokuthi sibafakela ama-candidates amabili, sagcina-ke singaphumelelanga. Kodwa-ke lokho kube yi-percentage encane yokuthi sifake ama-candidates amabili. Okukhulu ukuthi iZANU-PF irigile. Nakhona lokho ukuthi ihambe yabribe abantu ngokudla kumele kuye chimanimani. Okwesibili, izeki kazange yenze i-voter education. Izeki itshintsha amabizo abantu njengoba besithi uNkosi. Baningi kade befona bekhala ukuthi lapho abavota khona ngomnyaka ophelileyo ngo-2018 ngoJulayi bathe sebesiyavota kwathiwa hayi ibizo lakho alikho lapho hambe li-checka. Imagine usu-checka iwadi yonke ungasakwazi ukuthi i-polling station sufake kuyiphi. Ngokunye okubangeleyo izeki emboni kami layo ilethe i-confusion enkulu kakhulu.
Hayi.
Yes,
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba, hold on there. So he's saying Mr. Nkosi is too harsh on the MTC alliance. And he says Zeki was changing, you know, people's names here and there in polling stations. We'll go to Mr. Chuma after taking the caller on the line. I think we've got a caller.
Ma Kadi ne you pardon nare.
Ndiripo magadi ndiwama nanda vari kutaura magadi yenyu
aiwa tiri nani baba nanda mukuda kutibatsira nenyaya iyi nhasi
ndanga ndida kutanga nechiziviso kuvagari vari muno musouth africa ndingangoti vamwe vatinoshanda navo nezvetruck drivers kuti kuno kwandinogara kujohannesburg we started the program yekutsvaga kubatsira hama dzakawirwa nedambudziko kumusha ndanga ndichifunga kuti kana kune vanofungawo kuti vanoda kubatsira ndichava panhamba yangu pakupedzisira tine zvimwewo zvatanga tawana zvatabatidza kuti tizounganidze pamwe chete nevamwe vandinoshanda navo kuno kwandinoshanda kuchohannesburg nefungidzo yekuti kungangoitikawo kuti mamwe matruck drivers vandi vachida kubatsira votadza kunzwisisa kuti vangada kubatsira sei. But ndichaisa nhamba yangu kuti vatova kukwanisa kufona sezvo tichifunga kuchada kuzosvika kuemba. Chechipiri vahwande, ndanga ndichida kuti ndinokorokotedza bhatero zvanupf nokuhwina zvino mutsindo kucaudra pake dzahayo kuna vakedwero vamujuru. Ndichitendawo kuti aiwa komisareti yezanupf makaita basa rakakura, makakwanisa kushanda zvakanaka muchigadzirisa pamanga makundikana, mukakwanisa kubudirira. Chechipiri zvinoda kuti pane vabva kutaura vachiti ZEC isangano rakamiririra ZANUPF. Mubvunzo wangu woti, ko makapatisipeterei maelection muchinyatsoziva henyu kuti ZEC yacho ndeye ZANUPF? Makadi kungoboikota zvenyu makangoregera. Nokuti hazvibatsiri kuuya mazviwa mouya moti ZEC ndeye ZANUPF. Ko kana dei manga mahwina maitaura here kuti akahwina asi ZEC yacho ndeye ZANUPF? Unoona, ndozvandogara ndichitaura ndichiti vana vemuZimbabwe ngatitsvagei kukomenda kune pundudzo kunoita kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi, noti kukomenda kunotinakira isu nokuti tiri mucomfort zone. Hazvina kunaka. Nyika yedu tinofanira kuivaka nokubatana. Tichiinda negwara rimwe chete, hongu vanhu vanopesana. That's why the opposition is there in the country. It's there for the purpose to challenge and to put the government on account. Kana paine zvino zvinenge zvakanganisika. But tikaramba tichiita maitiro atiri kuita, finally, 2023 is coming. Come 2023, ZANUPF won again. What are you going to do? Are you going to demonize again? And condemn again?
Nai vamananda
ratisadero ingati
vamananda kana munhu ane chichemo pamusoro pezvimwe zvinenge zvaitika asataura here?
Kwete, handina kudaro. Ndati munhu anofanira kutaura, but don't go into election when you know that already the organization, the so-called ZEC, is ZANUPF control. There is no need. That song, it has been a very long time song. But you go into the election knowing very well, as we go into the election, possible achasangana nengwena dzichabuda. Zvinoona kuti uve neuchenjeri hwokuti no, kana zvakamira kudai ngatigadzirisei bato reZEC nenzira yakati 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 yakati, so that patinoenda kufield kana Highlanders ichihwina ihwine nokuda kwokuti yahwina nokugona bhora, kwete kuhwina kwokuti refuri anga achiibatira. Aizvo ndo zvandada kugadzirisa kuti
aiwa shoko rei chinorinzwa vamanhanda. Tichadzoka kwamuri, batai makadaro.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's Mr. Mananda. Just summarize what
Mr. Mananda says, that people who contested and now are blaming ZEC are not being fair, because they did not have to contest in the first place. They could have boycotted this election, accusing ZEC of being partial. So if they contested and lost, there's no need for them to turn around and say that ZEC was not playing fair.
Right. So let's take a caller, Ubaba Ndebele, who's a country back. Ubaba Ndebele, linjani?
Yeah, pila kule kunjani.
Yes, yeah, pila kakhulu ke akuphosela ku Ubaba Ndebele ngaloko kwenzeka le country back.
Yebo bambe, hayi ngiyawezwa amadoda la kuyakhalwa lapha vele phela. Inkomo abantu bangangena ku-track ebabadube, kumele kube lo munye othiwayo, omunye aluze. Amathinzela angangena enkundleni kumele kube lenye eziwayo aungasethusi lokhu. Kodwa-ke enzama ukuje ukuthi siyathiyana ngemibono dube, ye kodwa nxa sithiyana ngemibono mashingaxabani ngenxa yokuthi sithiyanelane ngemibono leyo njengoba nje likutsho nje ukuthi umuntu nxa engabe ekhonona akusilungelo lakhe yini lokuthi akhonone even if kade ekwazi ukuthi uzadliwa kanjalo nje ngumbuzo omhle kakhulu obuzwe ngujaha lo wesonini lo lapho ya kodwa-ke mina kuqala babuduwe ngifuna ukuthi ngisole kakhulu bona laba akade ngithiwa babili bemele ibandleli lodwa akusizi ugibs mna wami ukuthi ngingakufaka impama ukuthi usala sovika
ngitshengisa
ubuthutha uyakutshengisa ubuthutha kakhulu ukuthi awukwazi ukulwa xa bethi bona sebeza kukhangela lokho okwenzakele ukuthi kungakuye kwenzakale ngoba sebetshayiwe okwenza ukuthi bangakuboni bengakayi kutrack kuyini khonapho kulapho endilo mbuzo khona osibili ikuthi mina ngesifiso sami Dube bobulawa mina kuthi ngagcina kudala ukuvota for all information ngagcina ukuvota into ethiwa ivoti ibalot ngagcina ngo-1985 seseyizapho ephilayo ngoba ngalekho ndekugunyela ukuthi unkomo uzawina ndiyambona unkomo edliwa ngo-1985 ngahlala phansi ngakhotha izilonda zami ngaphinde ngathi ungakafulela amade phansi athi no more sokuze kunamhla ngoba mina isifiso sami sasingesokuthi khona amakhansila wonke nala ngabe ekhona khonapha kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zemathebeleleni kumele babe ngamakhansila akhona lapho emathebeleleni ngoba bayalwazi uhlupho lwabantu emathebeleleni manje laba abantu ababuya bevelane bezokwenza ibhizinisi umuntu angafika lapho ahlale esibafizi echaya imali sesingiwakobulawayo sefuna ukukhontesta ngibone ngani lokhu angakungahlangani kuhle ekhanda ngoba angiboni ukuthi ungafuna ukubusa endaweni engathi oyakini ongaziki into ngayo
awubonike Ndebele yes yakuza kakhulu Ndebele lapho ubuya le point sibili inkalakada kodwa-ke isikhathi sesihambile ungaphosela okugcina khonapho ya siza kufonela futhi
samahayi njengesikhathi esihambile Dube hayi ngiyabonga mnami ngizangena ngelinye ilanga
sibonge kakhulu Ndebele baba yes so that is Mr. Ndebele is always calling you know Mr. Ndebele he likes Studio 7. So he's always calling and making some contributions here. All what he's saying is that the MDC should blame itself for the defeat because they fielded two candidates. And then he says, you know, he wishes that all councillors should be local people. So he says there are some people who come to Bulawayo and within two years, when they do their businesses, they start calling themselves locals and then contest elections and win. But yet they don't even know the problems of the local people. So let's go to Mr. Chuma very fast and then ask him one or two questions. Mr. Chuma, so I think we are hearing what people basically are saying. And they're saying that ZANU-PF actually bought this kind of election in the sense that you're distributing food. And then at the same time, ZEC was being used somehow in favor of ZANU-PF. So just briefly on those two key points.
The first thing that I want to put across here is that it's so unfortunate when you have what you call sour losers, people who don't want to lose. As long as the result is not in their favor, they might find blame at every instance. I was one of the candidates in 2018, and I lost. And when I lost, my first thing that I did, I went even on my Facebook wall and congratulated the incoming MP Charles Moyo and pledged to even support him and work with him. And that's the kind of mentality that we ought to have as Zimbabweans. I would have loved to win, but I lost. So was ZEC then no longer ZANU-PF? Then when I lost in Bulawayo, we actually practically lost almost all the seats in Bulawayo. But ZEC was the same body that was running the election. So where was ZEC when we were losing? If it was ZANU-PF apparatus, this is why you must understand that the politics are just different. MDC will always dominate towns, but that domination we are slowly cutting into it and disabling it now, as you can see the result in Country Park. But ZANU-PF has always been strong in the rural areas, and that's a fact. So it has nothing to do with ZEC or rigging or anything. Now they even say that we took food. I mean, for the cyclone people and people in Canada. It's a total lie. It's a total lie. Why lie and hide behind your finger and come out on a big station like this and tell such fibs? It's so unfair. It's so not uncalled for. People must tell each other the truth. We went there, we were full soldiers going door to door. There was no one who was given any food at all for any reason. Mm-hmm. And so why must somebody come out here on National Radio, on such an international station, and tell people blunt lies like that? It's not fair. People must learn to lose, and lose humbly and honorably.
Thank you.
In 2018. I lost, but I never made noise about it. And that same Zach was conducting those elections where I lost.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Do you have a question for Chuma?
What, Mr. Chuma, what did you do right this time around as ZANU-PF to win this seat in town? Like you mentioned earlier that your party is the strongest in the rural areas. What is it that you did right to get this this vote this time around?
Well, the town people are beginning to realize the truth. The infighting that is happening in the MDC party right now is so pathetic that the people now, I've been saying to themselves, we regret not having voted for you guys, because now these people are just fighting each other all over. Right now, I'm sure you saw a picture of somebody in Chitungiza lying in a hospital bed because of the violence in that party. So people are beginning to see. And even that issue of fielding two candidates, it clearly tells people around that these people are confused, they don't know what they are doing, and they will not lead us anyway, because they can't even have a consensus among us themselves. Although I must tell you that the fielding of two candidates, it was neither here nor there, because if you put both their figures, that they got, still they'll be falling way short of our candidate, Comrade Njuru's votes that he got. So whether they put one person or they fill both of them, it was not going to count at all, because we still got a portion of that vote
Thank you so much, Baba Chuma. Tatabantu babili lapho sekucingweni, silo Mashongane, uthi sikaze uMashongane. Mashongane, kunjani?
Yankona.
Ubona njani ukhetho lolu?
Ukhetho lolu sizodina sithi uhambe kahle. Kusho MDC inekinga ngenyenzela.
Aha.
Because why bangene amavotini bazi ukuthi abantu bezeka abasitapu izinto zabo, kusho ukuthi azihambi kahle, azihambi ngendlela le ngibona ngayo.
Ehe.
Because khona manje kuhambisa ukuthi 2023 kusho ukuthi ayikho into bazoba ilungisile, because yona ikhomba ukuthi ayikho le bona bazohlala bakhala right through. Because khona manje bayafuze before badliwe ama-election bathi asilungiseni lokhu, kukokwenza ukuthi izinto zingahambi kahle. Manje bathulile ma uthi kunama-election bayangena badliwa bathi hayi sizithwe into yakho. Kusho ukuthi ama-election azakho angiboni kuwina. Uyabona la e-South Africa, ngizokutshela namhlanje ne kube kune rally nyana, but i-rally le ihamba ngemawadi la e-South Africa. Uyabona ukuthi bakhambena njani, kune radio station. Ukuthi wena khuluma abantu bakho uzobayenzelana. Hey, ngijabule kakhulu ngibona ukuthi i-politics yala e-South Africa ihlanganise kakhulu, ukuthi wena khuluma bonke bayathambela balapha endaweni ye-one, bonke babuze abantu kunabantu ngibona njani. Sengibona i-MDC
kunzimaulekile
manje la iyakhona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mashongane, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Sharp.
So that's Mashongane says the MDC is confused, you know. He says, what are they going to do in 2023? Maybe they'll cry again and say, you know, we lost because of Zek and other things. I think we still have Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Or maybe let's take Courtney first. He's a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu.
Magadini, and you partner? I was really so did not end out my house with standards at, but I want to show you a new
right in the past, and the other thing is that the other thing is for how long to guarantee it? It's in the park, a saloon, and I say, like with thousands of action, I mean, you are what you are tracking the month in a route. But I got one out and I got 10 away from one police station, and they see my children who put on myself somewhere. Some of them are in the same place. He was with the opposite, they kind of room there. Right, no, they have a MGC. MGC is looking for a serious, you know. Running to Africa, the Maxima. My democratic values, the Miravanukambo, the running to Akamba, to our end. I like the family because you cannot have a situation where the two candidates, they one part, do not convince. Really, that thing, I don't make a sense. Panama Chuma, this assertion, this is misplaced because. Sarvendra, by election, a Panawan, and not Australia, it's better than Matthew Berlin. A Vanya is the same care from Seoul. So, to try to say analysis, the difference is a change you. Lawaya change, I don't see if I think you must rethink again. That is not true. As far as we know,
I think I told you serious in my by elections in the end.
Vanu Makawanda van my citizen, Panago to my elections, Emma by elections. Vanya in the Panta Panama City of Mahamad. That's why the Tuna is another place to set up a Damawata, Magari in Jordan, Juan of the Sura Coast in Tua, and a simple from Soro, just with a national election. You get an undrank state.
Saka I mimi mno murukuti mimi ma by elections anabasa here. Anditi ma isaruzo iri important yekuti munhu wangari po asi sipo saka panofana kuenda umwe munhu. Tingati atinga zvitori serious sei.
Aiwa, murukuti on the point of view yema citizen. Uh-huh. Ita analysis yako pavanhu on the ground.
Right.
Mumbo taramboda is made that statement. Ukayapwa bunda by election, alanya ni pe koshie. Sasa alanya ni chama amuna idimeshe. Alanya ni, even if you go on the ground, you wana kuzungusha. Election is aye, but aye, sema sili kila wano ichawa no kana pam election te amuna idia prema July. Dapo mbwa to tena ubayansho, tena geli very low. Saka nchini, ima assessment ya watu kwenye bana sora chinga. I think that's right now. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that We cannot continue hearing people complaining regardless of the results. They should not cause any complaints whatsoever. So one complaint is one too many. He doesn't like Zek to be blamed. So Zek, he says, should put its house in order. And he's also saying that he is of the opinion that the MDC has lost its democratic values, as could be seen in them agreeing to field two candidates. He says that it's just now a question of power, just wanting to get power, but without regarding seriously the democratic values or the wishes of the people.
Yes.
So, and he's also saying that Mr. Chuma's assertions are not
precise.
Not precise because of the by-election thing. That he says that people really, usually they don't take it very seriously when by-elections come around.
Right, let's turn to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, are you still there before we go to the MRP guy?
Yes, I'm around.
Let me read something to you, Mr. Ndlovu. Nelson Chamisa sent out a tweet, and I'm reading, I'm quoting it. The counterpart ward election results, a stark reminder of the urgent need for far-reaching root and branch reforms and renewal set to kick in at Congress. Leadership excesses and conduct that resulted in the party donating a seat to our opposition is regrettable. This is the last of it. This is a warning, very serious warning. So yes, so you yes, promised yes. you promised in this show that the president is going to address it, but there's not even an iota of, you know, this kind of move to do it, except maybe this kind of a threat. So can you assure people, because people are very, very angry about what you did. So can you say something maybe to assure them that maybe you're going to do it?
Yes, as I said earlier on, we apologize to the people of Coast Park on what happened by fielding two candidates. And I also said that our commander, the leader of the party, have also commented on the issue, saying that was the last time we have double candidate in any election. That means he is on top of the situation. He is going to address that fully himself. Therefore, in future elections, we are not going to witness the party having two candidates in any given ward or constituency.
Yes.
So that is the thing of the past. And if we say it by the leader of the party, we must get assurance on its own that it won't really happen again.
So, lapha ndlovu kutsho ukuthi ibandla lokulwa okumangalisayo kobulawayo kunjalo.
Hayi, kulwa kakukho.
Hayi, phela lapho
kule vibrancy kulabantu abaningi, kulezifiso eziningi zokufuna ukumela abantu.
Ye, lapha kutwa
kule mass movement labantu abaningi.
Ye, lobi mass movement kodwa uChamisa uyabhala ukuthi leadership excesses and the conduct. Ama excesses lapha akhuluma ngaye kuyini? Kanye liyalwa phela kona ngapha. Liyagandana sibili.
Hayi, sikho kugandana, sikho kugandana ama semantics nje la. Ukunye kutsho president, but okwenzakalayo ukuthi-ke konke kuzafakwa endleleni ungaphindi kwenzakale khona lokho. Ukulwa kwabantwana ke ngithi kukhona ngoba kungakakuboni ukuthenzakala, kodwa the zeal and the will to represent people yikho kuphusha ukuthi wonke umuntu afise. Ngasinanzeleli iward e-Cotton Park kube la ma-candidate angu-18 ama-parties wonke lama-independence behlangane uye-18 candidates. So it shows ukuthi abantu bafuna ukumela abantu. Yikho-ke lakithi-ke thina silibandla besilama-candidates angu-5 abangu-3 basidropha wagcina kusela ababili. Lakho sazama kodwa-ke saba le ma-challenges enza ukuthi sesifike kwisigaba sokuthi basale bebabili, ngoba siyananzelesa kwaba lesikhathi sodlame kungahanjwa, kwaba isikhathi okwama sesilungise indlu yethu sikhetho yedwa. Kuthi-ke isikhathi sesiphelile-ke sase sithi hhayi kwena abafuna ukuyangena kabasayinelwe bangene kuzenziwa i-primary election, kwenziwa i-primary election kusalo yedwa. Primary election yenziwa omunye wayi-contest ukuthi hayi bona ngani kayihambanga kuhle, omunye esenqobile. Isikhathi sokuthi kukhangelwe kuyaphilile kwenziwe lokhu lalokhu, oyedwa wesidrowe asizange sibe khona isikhathi singasekho. In future izinto zethu sizazenza kule sikhathi yikho sokuthembisa abantu, sizazenza kule sikhathi.
Endlovu baba, yes, yakuzwa kakhulu. So he's apologizing to the public.
Yes.
They made a mistake.
And the other issue, which was raised by Mr. Ndebele of Coastal Park,
yes,
saying, why is Faga abantu abangayisibo balapha babuya 2 years, 3 years? It's because maybe abantu abanjengabo Ndebele bagcina ukuvota ngo-1985. Ngathi kukhethwa umfundisi, kasi ngeke siyekhetha umuntu ongangena isonto ethile. Umfundisi ukhethwa ebantwini abakhonzayo kuleyo nkonzo. Nxa kukhethwa umdikoni ngokukhetha umvangeli, ukukhetha ebantwini abakhonza kuleyo nkonzo. Yikho-ke nxa sikhetha amakhandideti kasikhangele umhlobo womuntu, sikhangela ngama-leaders esilawo, what we have at our disposal at that time.
Siyabona.
Our challenge is the people who do not want to participate in the election but complain at the end of the day when we have got a product. They must participate before we have a final product, so that at the end of the day, no one complains.
Thank you very much. I think you can hear what he's saying, Mr. Wandi. So maybe let's go to Mr. Chuma. You can talk to him in Shona. And then maybe we are about to wrap up the whole thing.
Mr. Chuma, munodzazvo kutaura nevanhu vari kutaura parunare apa, havasi kunyatsofara uye zvavasi kunyatsogutsikana nezvamuri kutaura. Icho chinombokonzera kuti ZEC iite problem inoita kuti vanhu vakomplene chii nayo, Mr. Chuma? Hazvigone kugadziriswa here zvese izvezvi izvi kuti tisawana munhu wokupomera? We don't have to be blaming anybody, but when people start blaming the council that is running, the commission that is running the elections. Doesn't that take away something from the winning?
No, well, it does not necessarily do that. What I would like to point out is that ZEG, from 2018, Wakatara with my elections, say from now onwards, annual reward based and polling based, station based as well. Now, it is the onus of us issuing my votes. Kuti ndimeke sure kuti ndinoto verify kuti ini polling station yangu ndi ipi. Like for example, mukadi ba imomwe kuna kuna ma polling stations probably maybe about 30 or so. You have basa langu kuti uto garo wa kutoziva where your name appears. Because now your name will not appear in the whole world. It will only appear in one polling station. So ino no basa rara ni iwewe the voter to make sure that you know where your polling station is going to be. And I do not think that anyone get disappointed. But it's just a matter of trying to find something, a scapegoat, to try and justify the loss of an election. But otherwise, to be honest with you, this time around, my anomalies were next to zero because it was now something that we were beginning to learn. But the problem is that when we're not talking and this guy, I verify here, but do you want them to now come in and verify for you here? You see, so instead of blaming each other, especially as people as well, as voters, let us learn to appreciate things that are given to us. And we did it in 2018. We knew, for example, in my ward, 113, if I had gone to another station like in the primary, Suzanne High School, my name wouldn't be there. So I must know that by now, and then simply go to where my name is going to appear. Well, it will appear in one polling station church.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chu.
There is a lot of batting of heads here.
Yes. This is politics.
Right? This is politics, yeah.
Politics is the way you think, is the way you laugh, the way you smile. All is politics.
Yeah.
Right? It's so nice when we discuss some of these issues with Mr. Chuma and others. So, okay, sibuyele kubaba Ndlovu, baba Ndlovu. Nxa sisikhangele ukuya phambilini. Pho ke kuzahamba njani njoba ibandla leZANU-PF lingani alilitshayi nje lithela manzi. So, labo lokho liyethukile siya phambili kumbe lizazama ukuzibutha le.
Hayi, iZANU-PF ngamanzi amancane la.
Kodwa le
ndiyo ke ngebuy election kuyikuthi kube leyaphatha abantu abavotanga. Oko kwakhulunywa isikhulumi ngaphambilini. Ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe uhlupho labo iZANU-PF ukhetho abalusukumelayo phansi ngoba kwazi ukuthi lungaba lakho ukutshintsha uhulumende lolo khetho bayasukuma xa kuyi-harmonized election wonke umuntu uyasukuma kodwa-ke by election ukuthi kuyangena ukhansela abantu badaka kusoze kutshintshe phezulu yikho bengabasukumi kusamele ukuthi sibafundise abantu babekwazi ukuthi la i-by election iqakathekile kabasukumi
ye kodwa ndlovu
ungenile-ke umzulu kawani njengokwenza umzukulu wami uthuma layo wangena kawani nge-by election ngaphindanga sokuyi-general so laye-ke umduru nge-general election uyaphuma omele i-MDC ngeyozangena e-court park lapha
ndlovu siyabona lapho ukuthi nxa sihlanganisa amavoti e-MDC alliance kawafiki kulowo phelo ezanu olitshayileyo lapho so kutsho ukuthi engxe kulenkalakatho yenkinga elingayiboniwe njalo kumele
inkinga i-aphasi engikhulume ngayo ukuthi abantu abaphuma ngezindlini ngoba bekwazi ukuthi baze bakhethe ukhansela we-MDC uhulumende phekutshintshe abantu bazihlalela ezindlini okwesibili iZANU-PF yasihamba-ke lo besala-ke uthuma mina ngilobufakazi abantu baphika irayiti baphiwa-ke impuphu yi-bribery nala yenzakale 12 hours before election okwesithathu-ke le confusion naleyo ukuthi ama-candidates ethu semabili kodwa to a larger extent i-issue yenaleyo i-aphathi yesilimazileyo yikho ngisithi mina ku-general election kasoze bayinuka i-ward 28 Courts Park izathathwa yi-MDC alliance i-vestashtward on that one
siyabonga kakhulu singasesemtholeni ubaba wezaphu okanye ngazani ubaba wezaphu angeni kuhle kuzobuya lo baba wemthokazi Republic Party layo ingeni kahle sizame futhi lo sibanengi uDube inomboro ngazana zingene kuhle singabuza ubaba uJuma umbuzo baba wakwande
Mr. Chuma,
What I would like to know is, during the forthcoming elections, for example, do we expect to see the same type of campaigning that we have seen in the last couple of elections? Is there a way that ZANU-PF, as the ruling party, can ensure the safety of the people so that we avoid what we have seen before? Because right now, our elections are always marred by negative developments, before, during, or even after. What is your organization, what is your party doing to address this, since you are the ruling party?
Well, the first thing that we must note is that we began a new system in 2018, and as such, we learned a lot. We might have done some things in a way that was not probably up to standard, but that's all about learning. And now comes this by-election, we'll begin to perfect that whole process. So as we go to 2023 on, or probably maybe any other by-election that might occur in between, I'm sure we'll keep on improving from what we did in 2018 and what we did last this weekend in Cardiff Park, and keep on improving on that. And what we need to do is just everybody must have a buy-in to say, let's go together in this thing. Let's understand this thing. When they have voter education, let's listen to them, and we pick up points from there and educate also our followers, so that they, when the real election comes, people know what they're supposed to do. They know where they're supposed to go. But I've seen that most people shun away these people that come in to probably teach people about an election. They don't think it's important. And then come election day, they start doing a lot of errors, and then they want to blame it on ZEC again. I know the ZESNA, it goes out and does workshops trying to educate people with the voter education, but people don't take those things seriously. So now it's about time that the leadership in MDC Alliance, the leadership in ZANU-PF, the leadership in ZAPO or any other party, must now sit people down, educate them on these election processes, so that when they come, they can be smoother. Because it's a two-way system. It's ZEC there and ask the voters. Once we don't complement each other, we're going to always have a problem. But as we go into future elections, I can tell you that we always want to maintain this peace, the tolerance, and the free environment of campaigning, and hence have a free and fair election.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Thank you so much, Baba. So sibona ngazani ke kulobaba wezaphu ubaba ke usiziba uThabo Siziba baba Siziba ungawuthona njani?
Hayi ngikhona baba
njani? Siyaxolisa ifoni yakho kade siyizama asikwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani lapho. So ke sesisele ke umzuzu owodwa kodwa sicela utshaye simile kuzwa khona lapho ukuthi ibandla leli luzuze 133 votes kuphela eCountry Park uhamba njani?
I think ukuthi ngizaqala ngokuqondisa kancane lapha because usiziwa lo okhulumayo nguThabo Siziba ayisuye usiziwa owezapha ekade ngifuna ukukhuluma lapha.
Oh, so hayi sibona ngazani siyenze imistake. Wala siyakufonela siqeda lapha baba. Ye, sizakufonela back. So wothi ke sithathe ubaba uMbongeni Sithole ecingweni lapha. Baba Sithole kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, 1 minute khonapho ke phosela kho baba.
Mina vele into engiyishoyo ukuthi kanti bona vele abantu beZimbabwe kanti banjani bahleli bedutshulwa bebulawa emadorobheni lapho eHarare naseBulawayo kodwa bajike bayivotela iZANU-PF. Lento le into ebuhlungu, mina angiwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bakhala bakhalelani. Mina noma ungafake MDC ufake isigodi ufake iZANU-PF umuntu ngangcono ngivotele isigodi kunokuvotela iZANU-PF. Ngoba iZANU-PF kangiyiboni into eyayenzela abantu nabantu beZimbabwe nokuthi yini abayifunayo. Mina kanti bahleli bedetiwe bedemonstrate ababulawa besenzanzani bethi ZANU-PF iyafileka kodwa bajike bayivotele. Into ebuhlungu kakhulu lokhu. Ngiyabonga bakaphaphaza.
Ye, esithole sibonge kakhulu. So now, this is a one-word answer from Mr. Chuma and from Mr. Ndlovu. So is there anything that this ZANU-PF candidate is going to change in the Bulawayo City Council? I'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. Yes or no? Anything that is going to do?
Remember, when he lost the primary elections in 2014,
no,
when he moved to ZANU-PF, it's absolutely
impossible. Will he change? Will he change?
No, he will never do anything. Nothing.
Okay, you said nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, you said nothing.
Yes.
Mr. Chuma, nothing. Is he going to change anything? Yes, no?
Yes, yes, you definitely bring in
thank
our
you.
Input.
Thank you so much. We just wanted to hear yes okay. or no. Thank you so much, gentlemen. It has been a very, very fruitful discussion. We hope to have you next time. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the MTC Alliance and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Signing off is Gibbs Chube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Meet again next time. Good night.